Hello, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. May I wish you all a Happy New Year. The latest recording for you to listen to is by Greg Green, who recorded nightingales close to his home address. Personally, living in the Midlands, I have never heard them in the UK. They do not migrate as far north nowadays, and are more a bird of the southern, especially southeastern parts of the UK. They're classed as a scrub bird and skulk in the undergrowth singing for long periods of time. In Roman culture, the nightingale was associated with the goddess Venus, symbolising the renewal of life in springtime, as well as love and passion. Well, that's enough of that. Please enjoy Greg's recording.
3rd of May 2020. International Dawn Chorus Day. After only a few hours' sleep, my alarm wakes me at 3:15 a.m. And after reluctantly clambering into some warm layers and picking up the 15 kilos of equipment I'd left out the night before, I head out the back door of my parents' house in Kent and begin a 45-minute walk to my Dawn Chorus destination. An area of woodland on the edge of several fields which I'd marked for recording the previous week. As I head beyond the back gate, I'm greeted by some familiar friends. The tawny owl that so often hoots from the oak trees along the footpath. And a distant fox, perhaps one of the family that visits the garden nearly every night. About 15 minutes into the walk, I begin to hear some distant birdsong. I first think it's a song thrush, but strange to hear one so early before the sunrise. As I approach, I begin to recognise the sound, but I don't quite believe my ears. I stop and focus my hearing. It is. It's a nightingale. I've heard and even recorded them before, but never this close to my own home. What a treat to hear such an endangered songster. I assemble my parabolic reflector and begin recording from a distance. Not wanting to be late to my Dawn Chorus destination, I settle for a 5-minute recording and continue walking. The Dawn Chorus begins with wren and robins, with the occasional pheasant and tawny owl. As the rain starts to settle, blackbirds and wood pigeons join the ensemble. Eventually the rain passes and the chorus reaches its climax, with wrens, blackcaps and great tits to name a few. As things calm down, I pack my bags and head home, with the sense I've earned a good breakfast. Fourth of May, 10 p.m. I return to the site of the nightingale. This time late at night. But the wind has picked up, and chances of a good recording are low. I get to the exact spot where I'd recorded him the previous dawn, and I listen. Nothing. Not even a whisper. So I wait. But after 40 minutes of waiting, I'm getting cold and tired, and the mosquitoes won't leave me alone. So I head home, defeated. 10th of May, 3 a.m. Not wanting to give up, I've returned to the Nightingale's songpost 4 times now, at different times of day and night, and I've heard and recorded nothing. I come back once again just before dawn, but it's eerily quiet. I convince myself that this is a good sign. Perhaps this male has paired up and no longer needs to project his voice in the night. I decide to move on and focus on other recording subjects. May 13th, 10 p.m. I'm out by a brook, near where I first heard the nightingale, recording common pipistrelles feeding. What you're hearing is the echolocation and social calls, recorded with a magenta bat detector and mixed with a pair of open Omni microphones. The bat calls from the Omni mics have also been brought down to human hearing range. Take off my headphones. And my ears are instantly drawn to a distant sound. Once again, I focus my hearing. It's him. The nightingale has returned. I throw caution to the wind and run all the way home to grab a parabolic reflector and some extra cables, leaving the rest of my equipment in the undergrowth recording the bats. When I return and retrieve my equipment, I head towards the source of the sound. I get to the opposite side of the field from where the bird is singing and begin my approach, slow and low to the ground, not wanting to disturb him. Eventually, I manage to get my reflector focused on him about 15 feet away, and I retreat as far as my cables will allow. There I sit for a good 90 minutes of bliss. I feel a great sense of accomplishment. I finally got the recording I wanted, of a nightingale just a stone's throw from my own bed.